Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Alex, how excited are you at the prospect of defending the championship after two back-to-back wins?
Yeah, I think you always get that early season feeling. Lads are itching to get out and play now and get some performances under the belt. So going in, back-to-back and looking for a third is something that I think it's in the background. It's an exciting thought, but I think we're just more excited at the fact that we're going to be playing the new season again.
New year, real change for this season. The opposition captain or the away captain gets the opportunity to stick you in first, so you could be out in the middle first up more often than not.
Yeah, I think at Headingley I'll be probably opening the batting first day of all six games there, and at Scarborough it'll probably be the same. So it's a variable in sport that sometimes it has that sense of uncertainty that as players and probably fans that people love, and it's a shame that it's been taken away, but it's not in our control. So I think the best thing for us is that, I reckon it's the odds are pretty much stacked that me and Adam will be batting next Sunday, so we can prepare now, and we're 8 days out. So in that respect, there's something that we've got to deal with.
I guess in some respects it's some type. Obviously, we've got overhead conditions at Headingley, but sometimes, being out in the field for a day and a bit, it's not easy either. So I suppose if you're going with that fresh mentality and you're setting your stall out, like you say, it's just a new mentality that you've got to get into.
Yeah, certainly. I think historically the pitch doesn't change too much at Headingley. I think it's a new ball pitch. If you can bat 30 overs, it turns into a good wicket, and that's what the wickets have been like certainly the last few years. The only slight difference maybe early season is they'll be maybe a little bit juicier than normal, but we've grown up on these wickets and we know what it's about. You're going to get some good balls, it's going to seam a bit, but that's our role as batters to get through that and try and get a score on the board.
You've spoken at length about how proud you are to be the T20 one day captain. But of course, we're looking to translate that positivity into results. And I know it's a question that everyone around the county keeps asking everyone, why can't we replicate the championship form in the short form of the game? And we know that they're two different types of cricket. What have you learned from the last couple of seasons of the T20 competition in particular?
I think we've probably found a formula that works for us. And this consistency, I think when we play well, we play brilliantly. And then, we're a bit bipolar. We play amazing one week and the next week we're horrendous. So I think it's just finding sort of that middle ground so that we can perform a little bit more consistently. We accept we're going to lose games. You can't win every game of cricket, particularly one day in T20. I think taking that positive frame of mind into the games, having a sense of belief. I think belief in anything, particularly in cricket, is a massive thing. And then just making sure we stay on top of our skills. The lads have showed us out in pre-season in Abu Dhabi and Dubai that the lads have got great skills, they've got great variations, and they've got real clear thought process on how they want to bowl and how they want to bat. So, it's one thing doing it out there, and now we just need to do it in a competitive, win or lose scenario in the county season. We find some consistency early doors. I think we'll be a really good one-day team this year.
And as with 2015, you've got three warm-up games against local league opposition, which is great spectacle for fans of the leagues and those players as well. But how important is that to go into the T20 season with a bit of positive momentum?
Yeah, it is. I think for us as players, it's sometimes not as beneficial as it would be maybe sometimes perceived. It's playing on league wickets to county wickets is sometimes chalk and cheese. So in that respect, I think, you know, the players obviously coming out and playing is you know, sort of giving back to the leagues, really. And then I think, you know, it's always good to get in runs and wickets in no matter what environment it is. It's always positive. Allows the players to practice the skills in an environment that probably allows them a little bit of leeway to what the T20 comp would. And then it's just nice to spread cricket around Yorkshire. I think certainly with some sports, you probably wouldn't see, you know, the first team going out to a local team. And I think as a club, we just hope that the, you know, the fans appreciate the lads and the club, really, and you know, the initiative that Mark Arthur plans and puts together. Because, you know, ultimately we want to create you know, a good following for Yorkshire, but, you know, create a bigger attraction to grassroots cricket and, you know, develop players to play for Yorkshire.
And finally, Alex, how are you feeling about your own game at the moment? What shape you're in? And obviously looking forward to getting out into the middle in a few days' time.
Yeah, I'm content at the minute. I'm worked on a few things over the winter, and I had a decent pre-season, played nicely, and so I'm just looking forward to backing that up now through performance and, you know, find that consistent rhythm of batting and you know, consistent innings, which is, you know, every batter's dream early season. So yeah, if I can get a couple of good innings in the first couple of games, you know, I'll be pleased going into, you know, May, June, and then hopefully I can kick on to a real good season.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.